Okay, tonight is our Gunnison Civic Library board meeting, held August 7th, 2018 at approximately 6:15 in the library. We have, just go around the table, Liz Brown.
Carolyn Childs.
Gentry Nay.
Stacy Jackson.
Blaine Jensen.
Laura Barlow. Present, and Kim Pickett, or I'm sorry.
Kay Pickett
might be joining us, and if she does, we'll have her say it on the recording. And Stacy's going to give our opening remarks.
Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful that we could gather here as a library board and to discuss the topics on the agenda. We're grateful for this library and for the service that it provides the community, and we pray for guidance as we make decisions and discuss ways to improve. And we ask for this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay, we'll turn the time over to Carolyn to go over the agenda.
Okay, so you've all got the minutes in front of you. So we just need to approve the minutes.
A motion to approve minutes.
Okay, anybody second it?
Blaine Jensen.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Yeah, the most perfect minutes you'll ever see.
They're beautiful. Thank you, Gentry.
Yes.
Very impressed.
So, summer reading. Today was our last day. I think everybody had a good time, and I think it went really well. I had some very positive feedback. You guys were there, most of it.
Yep. Did a great job.
How did the splitting up go this year? Last year, the numbers were pretty uneven.
It was more even this year. It was like a 40, 35, or 50, 60-ish type split, which
great.
Certainly makes it a whole lot easier than trying to do it all in one day.
Yeah.
For everybody but me. Anyway.
And you had a good turnout at the party. Did you get
yes.
a number of how many?
I think around 55
yeah.
kids. It's one of those where I might have counted one child twice as I was trying
yeah.
to count.
But
I think
like
about 55, and I think they had a good time.
Yeah.
So. And with as hot as it is, the pool was a wonderful place to be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I feel really good about that.
Did you get the hospital donation towards the summer reading plan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
I can't
I'm glad
remember
you
if
asked.
I did that or not.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
And we did. So, and that was very helpful because we were able to, we did harmonicas and we did banjos and the kids had a lot of fun with those. So they turned out really good. And we couldn't afford to do those kind of things without.
I'll let the hospital board know.
Yeah. Please do. Please let them know how grateful. If I need to send a harmonica and a banjo with you.
Well, could you come play?
Well.
Last Thursday of the month, 7 o'clock.
And are you taking a break then for a couple weeks? And
right.
Start up the.
The story time will start September 4th.
September 4th at
yes.
10 on Tuesday.
10 on Tuesday. I'm going to talk to Mark Henline too about getting that in the newspaper and see if we can't get a few more people there because we've got a lot of kids now that are entering kindergarten this year. So.
Yeah. Your baby?
Yep.
Is that a ending of an era?
So anyway, so talk to your friends too and let them know, because I think it's worthwhile. And I do the hospital daycare still on Mondays at 10, so we'll start that up the next week after Labor Day and do the hospital daycare. So, and then Head Start, I do Head Start also. So all those will be starting up in September. Okay? All right. And our 4th of July book sale, we made about $915 this year.
Great.
That's
awesome.
Unbelievable.
Half of that was from one patron.
Yeah.
One patron.
Are you serious?
Came, yes. He came last year and he bought a lot of the books that were of value, you know, that I'd gone out on Amazon and priced them anywhere from $30 to $100 for these books. So I'm not going to sit and sell them on Amazon. I don't have that kind of time. So I bring them to the book sale, and all these books are half price. So it makes it worthwhile to them. We still make money. He came and literally went through every, I don't know if he has a store or if he sells them on Amazon.
I think he's just a book collector.
Well, yeah. It was.
Well, he was on iTunes.
His FaceTime.
FaceTime.
With like his
with
dad.
With his dad, like showing him the books, opening them up.
Yeah. In fact, there was one, we had the whole set, 1967, leather bound, Discourses of Joseph Smith or Brigham Young, I can't even remember. And on Amazon, it was priced at $250. Mm-hmm. So $125. And he looked at it and goes, I want this. And a gentleman, I don't know if you knew him or if he was there just looking at books at the book sale. The gentleman goes, oh, you can get those for $30 at Barnes & Noble. You know, paperback, the whole.
Not from 1960s.
And yeah. It was, the guy was so funny because he's like, oh yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. That's really helpful. And then kind of turns to me and goes,
well, that's very gracious.
So I was like, uh-huh, I gotcha. So anyway, so he spent $500.
Wow.
So, but everything he bought, you know, if he wanted to go and sell it, he could make $1,000 with that $500. So anyway,
but even
it was very nice.
The side, which is awesome, the $500, $400 is still a good amount.
Still a good amount. For it is.
Sell, so.
It really is. So we did really well this year. I was really pleased with it.
Awesome.
And you know, to get rid of books that you don't know how to get rid of, because you can't just sell them for a dollar or two when, you know, they're of value. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that was very nice.
And that money, is that what?
That's what we do, story time all year long, story time, and for the crafts, for every, you know, taking them to the daycare, to Head Start,
so
and ours.
So it gives you a bigger budget.
It gives us a bigger budget to do a few more things.
Nice.
So really excited. Come, so on to the next, on to five, policies for review. Come, what was the next one? The next one is in where?
The next one.
Our next one is next November 6th. We'll deal with policies for review because we can't even vote on them anyway. And what I'll try to do is get them all emailed to you, each of you, so that you can read them over. And if you have any suggestions for changes that need to be made, we can discuss that. If they're okay, then we can just vote on them. I'm waiting to hear back from Juan about our recertification. I have sent him all of the paperwork he has requested to recertify our library, and we meet all the requirements. It's just a formality at this point, but he should be coming down, and we should be doing the recertification, and so we have to keep up on our policies. So anyway, so we'll deal with that at our next library board. And so, and I forgot to put this one down, so six others as needed, story time. Anybody want to help with story time again this upcoming year?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Sure. I'm going to pass this year.
Oh, just because you're starting school and what?
Are you going back to school? I'm teaching sixth English.
Oh yay.
Yeah. So she's not overwhelmed at all.
Sixth grade.
I'm on the edge of a cliff.
What
today,
day?
I'll be fine.
What?
It's like the armpit of life. Sixth grade. I shouldn't probably say that.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No.
What day do you do story time?
Tuesdays at 10. Monday at, no, you don't. Okay, you haven't seen. So how we've done this in the past is that we'll meet. The four of us will meet, and we'll take up months, and what I need from you, we'll each decide on a month, each, and then we'll decide on a theme, and then what I need from you is to give me four story times, activities, books, songs, that kind of thing, and then you just email it to me. And once I've got that, then I can just do it and put it together.
Can I use my daycare provider?
writers to help me?
Yes, absolutely.
So you just come up with the ideas. You don't even have to.
Okay.
You don't have
anything.
No.
Just I don't do that.
Do the lesson plans.
Mm-hmm. You just say, here's the craft idea, here's the book, and then Carolyn.
Absolutely,
puts
I can
it all
do that.
It just helps her so she doesn't have to
try to do it for 9 months and
okay.
four times to five times each month. I've got to come up. So it just really helps. Because, I mean, you get most of your craft ideas on off the...
Oh, yeah. Pinterest.
Yeah.
I just look up.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times, even, like, the book we choose will have ideas for that specific book.
Okay.
So,
yeah. And so when we meet, and we'll decide on a time after this is over, when we meet, you know, if you have any books, we bring books and
ideas for themes.
Yeah. For the year. And everybody ends up with what? About two?
Seems like two mm-hmm. months as
yeah.
well. Yeah. So it's not
so it's not
it's
overwhelming.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So but it works out really nice. So okay.
Can I just ask one more thing before
yes.
we adjourn? This from our minutes said the budget had not yet been approved by the city council.
Has it been approved, Blaine?
Did we get raises for the library employees?
Is it the 3%?
Should be.
Okay. I stay. Janelle isn't here this week. Next week, been a little busy getting summer reading over with. I will get with Janelle next week and have her print me off the budget then.
I was just curious.
So, no, I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. So we'll find out.
Because the proposed budget was 3%. Is that correct, Wayne? Blaine?
Yes.
Blaine.
Typically, that only applies for full-time employees. Part-time employees, they have to request that.
And I did request it.
So, did you sit down with Gary and do that?
I specifically told Gary I wanted to get a raise. And see, the thing is, too, is Kevin was asking for the part-time people at the pool to get raises also.
Yeah, that one did not go through until last meeting.
Okay.
But there was no objection that I'm aware of, so I would assume
okay.
that it's been done.
Okay. Anybody, anything else?
Okay,
are we
so
good?
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we are adjourned. Do what?
Home goal time?
Yes.
No.